This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. This is Tim Brown. I'm filling in for Bradley today and the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And sorry about the intro there. We were having a little bit of technical difficulty in lining up the audio. So we're on today live here from the bunker here in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. It's a beautiful day. And if you'd like to call in the show, please stick to the topic. We're going to be talking fact-checking, specifically when it comes to quote-unquote media bias, which is non-existent, okay? Let me just go ahead and tell you, it's just non-existent. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, we'll be happy to take your call. Today, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you want to find us on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Media and also Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you want to pick up Bradley on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. Of course, the big news yesterday was, and it's coming out today, is about the shooting of the congressman. And this guy who did the shooting. And already we're hearing the calls for gun control, and we're hearing the blame, for Republicans for the guy having a gun and yada, 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 ad infinitum. So just remember, the law is in place. It does away with the emotion, okay, the emotion of the moment. Lots of people get shot. I'm not making light of that, but lots of people get shot every day. Lots of people live from that shooting. And guns are a way that when used properly, they are a deterrent to crime. They're a means of self-protection. They're a means of fighting tyranny. And it's not just guns. It's any arms. We often think of the Second Amendment in terms of guns. It applies to knives. It applies to all kinds of weapons. That we are afforded the right to defend ourselves against attack from criminals, be they in government or be they our neighbors. So keep that in mind while all this is going on. There's no need really for me to address a lot of that. But I am going to address something I wrote on yesterday, and that is fact-checking services, okay? Because more and more what we're finding is that these quote-unquote fact-checking services like Snopes, for instance, PolitiFact, or this Johnny-come-lately here, this MediaBiasFactCheck.com, all have their biases. Now, they attempt to try to play off that they're unbiased. They attempt to try and act like they're sort of above everything. But the reality is this, and hear me very carefully. Every news outlet is just like every person. They are biased. And yes, that includes SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. That includes FreedomOutpost.com and other websites and individuals. Look, Bradley's biased in how he views things. It is from a particular worldview. It is from a constitutional, biblical perspective. That is a bias towards that. There's just no denying it, okay? These guys are biased towards other things, whatever their ideology is, because they have to be in order to determine who's right, who's left, who's extreme right, who's extreme left, who's in the center, and all this other, okay? Now, when you think of news, the mainstream media tries to present itself as unbiased, don't they? They're trying to say that they have no bias. They have no dog in the fight. They're just reporting the facts, just the facts, man, right? And sometimes that's true, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes reporting the facts are reporting only certain facts and leaving out others. Sometimes it's distorting the facts. And sometimes, as we've seen with CNN over the years, downright fabricating alleged facts, okay? Now, before I get into some of what I dealt with this, I'll let you know this. I'm mainly dealing with it off of another site that I edit for before I came to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. That's FreedomOutpost.com because that's how I came across their website. The interesting thing was when I came across their little blurb, it was only about a paragraph long, and it had about four links in it. It was very short. It was obvious that the guy who runs the site did not do his homework and did not even really read the article, or he wouldn't have made some of the silly arguments that he made. And I'm going to give you some of those in a little bit just to show how they don't really fact-check anything. In fact, what's interesting is I just took the time just to go over there and look to see how they – rated CNN, and they rated CNN as left biased. Well, that's nice, but a couple of days ago, I put on there and gave the videos that CNN for decades has been fabricating and just downright lying about stories, just lying about it, making stuff up, staging. They don't include any of that on their site. So on the other side of the break, you need to buckle up because we're going to go through some things here. We're going to warn you about this fact-checking site. Say this.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We're going to be on media bias and fact-checking. I was telling you about the article I wrote yesterday, and that was to deal with a self-proclaimed media bias fact-checking website. Now, I called the gentleman after I read the piece. It's basically a hit piece is what it is. It's a paragraph, but it was a hit piece on Freedom Outpost. And this guy has basically started with the list, if you remember, that came out from Merrimack College professor, that Harvard's passing out and doing all of this stuff, that's really damaged a lot of sites that actually give good information. Now, there are some sites in the list that are just, they're bad. They're really bad. But there are a lot of sites that were in that list that actually give good information. They just give information that, for the most part, mainstream media won't touch, or they give opinion about stuff. I mean, there are opinion pieces that also run on various websites that are news sites. We have columns that are up by people that give opinion on whatever news is given. So that's just to be expected. Everybody knows this. But the gentleman by the name of Dave Van Zandt, who lives just up the road from me in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he's the guy who started this. He's got a degree in communication. He's working on some kind of other thing with college. And, you know, I contacted him and I said, you know, you obviously didn't read the articles that you're citing because you're making it sound like we did this, this, and this, and all we're doing is citing certain things. And I asked for you to retract it or at least to correct it. Well, he didn't do that. He sent one of his volunteers the next day to add more stuff. And it was just frivolous stuff that the guy wrote. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But so after he did that, I wrote him and I even called him. I got his number. I called and left a message with him and saying, okay, now you've just gone and just dug yourself a deeper hole. So I wrote the article. He happens to come on my website and comment. Now, he was very cordial. He thought I was going to delete his comment or whatever. I'm not going to do that. But he at least admitted here, all people have bias. I'm quoting him. and it is difficult to separate it when reading the news. We try to do that, and hence why we have multiple reviewers with different backgrounds. We can never be perfect and 100% accurate, as bias is so subjective, and hence why we say our website is simply a guide for people to do their own investigation. He, again, assumes that I'm going to delete his comment. He says, we never claim Freedom Outpost is fake news. We said they're questionable based on extreme right-wing bias. Well, that depends on how you want to read the comment of a questionable source. This is how he determines Freedom Outpost or other websites to be a, quote-unquote, questionable source. He defines it this way. A questionable source exhibits any of the following extreme bias, overt propaganda, poor or no sourcing to credible information, and or is fake news. And then he highlights that. Fake news is the deliberate attempt to publish hoaxes or disinformation for the purpose of profit or influence. Sources listed in the questionable category may be very untrustworthy and should be fact-checked on a per-article basis. Well, again, what is the emphasis on there? The emphasis on that definition, which sits right at the top of the article before he even writes anything, is this fake news. No sourcing. In fact, they say that we very seldom sourced any of our stuff. We just link back to our own articles. Well, there was a reason for that. I've never denied that running the website was profitable. It is a business. It earns money. There's income that's been, that's how people get paid. But the writing of the articles and stuff is not based on that. I've never been told what to write, or any of that. And Mr. Van Zandt's site uses advertising as well, plus other funding. And, you know, they say that they want to be transparent with that and this, that, and the other. But I found no links on their site, which I asked for, to who's giving money to them. But they say they're going to be transparent. Well, let's see the records. But that's how he defines it. And I'm very honest about it. We are biased. We have a particular worldview that we come from. And we put that in with the stories. A large part of my writing oftentimes is merely, here's the facts I know. And these are from other sources. But when I link to sources within the website, even I do that with sonsoflibertymedia.com, I do so to keep people at our site, because when I link to another story, that story has been sourced outside of our site, too. It doesn't make any sense to me to just keep sending people off the site. Share the information from our site, which has been sourced, whether it's documents, audio, video, or another site. So here's what they ended up writing. It's a brief paragraph, so bear with me. Freedom Outpost is an extreme right-wing news website. The website publishes articles with sensational headlines that use strong emotional loaded words to either favor conservatives or denigrate liberals. Freedom Outpost also uses questionable language when talking about African Americans. Okay. Well, let me just go through it, and then I'll take each one. Further, Freedom Outpost has received a pants-on-fire claim by PolitiFact. This source also promotes conspiracies, such as Hillary Clinton being linked to Seth Rich's murder and the Obama's deep state. In both of these articles, almost all sourcing is coming from other articles on Freedom Outpost website and not from outside credible sources. Based on poor sourcing and a known failed fact check, they are rated as extreme right, questionable source. Okay, two things. Obviously, he didn't read those articles, or he would have seen that we linked to, or he would have seen they were sourced. That's something he did not tell his readers. The second thing is a known failed fact check. Let me explain from the first thing that he gave, because this is the simplest and the easiest to show you that this guy is just looking for something to slap up to sort of justify the list that he got from Harvard. That's because that's where a lot of his stuff is that started now. He's got a bazillion websites in queue to be reviewed. The majority of them are considered to be right of center. Okay? He does have a few left-wing stuff, if you will, but the majority, the overwhelming majority is right-wing. He says, oh, we only do them as we're submitted. Right. Just just take what you're submitted instead of the other. Okay, so the first thing he says is we used questionable language when talking about African Americans. Now, if you're easily offended by the N-word, just don't listen, because this is coming from a black man, okay? And the title of the article that he's referencing has in the title, what this black man said. Now, he is a Black Lives Matter. I refer to him as an activist thug and a criminal by the name of Tef Poe. He's a black man. He's an American, though his ideology is anti-American. His skin just happens to be dark. And all I did was quote a black man in the title who said, "Dear white people, if Trump wins, young niggas," that's his word, "such as myself are fully hell-bent on inciting riots everywhere we go, just so you know." See how he checked his facts? I just quoted a black man saying that, and he's saying that I'm some kind of offense or using questionable language when talking about African Americans. Well, I'm not talking about African Americans. I'm not talking about them at all. In fact, there aren't very many African Americans in this country. There are Americans. Okay? My family lineage goes back into Scotland and Ireland. Comes from Europe. I don't say I'm a European American. I don't say I'm an Irish American. I'm an American. I was born here. This guy, same thing. But you see how they don't tell you why we use that in a title? This is a black man talking about his own people. This is how he refers to them. I don't know how that's questionable. That's just reporting what the guy said. Okay? As for the pants on fire claim by PolitiFact, one of the ladies who wrote for me at the time was covering Obamacare and the bringing in of all of these new medical codes that were going to be used. And if you remember, this was years ago, Rand Paul made a big deal of this. Senator Rand Paul is a medical doctor. He was making reference to the tens of thousands of new medical codes that were being brought into Obamacare. And Obamacare was going to go ahead and pull the existing international medical codes into Obamacare to be used. Now, among those codes, there were legal execution codes, including beheading, that were brought under there. On the other side of the break, we'll take a look at that and finish off what we're dealing with media fact, mediabiasfactcheck.com. Hang on.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're on media bias fact checking. And I'm filling in for Bradley, so if you're looking for Bradley or if you're listening for Bradley's voice, this is Tim Brown, the editor at SonsLibertyMedia.com, and just kind of going through some things that came out of MediaBiasFactCheck.com's claims that another site that I write and edit for, freedomoutpost.com, has come as being a questionable source, okay? Now, one of the reasons they called us a questionable source was they said there's a known fact check, pants on fire, okay? Now, let me explain what's going on, and again, you'll see that Mr. Van Zant did not do his homework and actually read the article. It's clear he didn't read the article on Freedom Outpost, and he didn't read it on PolitiFact. Okay? Now, here's what PolitiFact did. PolitiFact, a guy from PolitiFact, I believe his name was Oscar, if I recall correctly, he contacted me. This was back in maybe December of 2013. Okay, this is a while back, asking me questions about the article that we had that was by an author by the name of Lori Anderson. And she wrote on ICD-9, International Medical and Legal Execution Coding brought under Obamacare. Now, that is a true statement, okay, about what the article was about, and she did the history of ICD-9 medical codes and the new ICD-10s that were coming in and where they came from, World Health Organization out of the United Nations. All right, so that was our title that I just read to you, ICD-9, International Medical and Legal Execution Coding brought under Obamacare. Now, in that, Lori had been paying attention to the news just like we had. At the time, there was over 68,000 new medical codes in addition to the ICD-9s, the ICD-10s that were going to come in under Obamacare, that they were going to pull in to use in Obamacare. Now, these, she states very clearly in the first three or four paragraphs, she states these are not the original codes are not new. They've been around since, I think it was the 60s or the 70s. But the Obama administration, they were going to bring in over 68,000 new ones, and this was the stuff that Senator Paul was talking about, like if you were bit by a turtle or just some weird, you know, medical coding that was going to be used. This was the bureaucracy that was coming into Obamacare, and this is where she was focusing on and getting us out of the United Nations, all right? So the bulk of our article was dealing with where this stuff came from, the World Health Organization, and things of that nature. And among that, the legal execution had, you know, the various things that we're familiar with, maybe it's asphyxiation by gas, capital punishment, electrocution, hanging, poisoning, shooting, another specified means. And then it had beheading, decapitation by guillotine. Okay? Now, what happened was another website picked up the article and printed it in full without any permission from us. And they changed the title on it, okay? They changed the title to Obamacare Medical Codes Confirm, Execution by Beheading to be Implemented in America. Now, you will never find that in our article at all, ever. It's just not there. And so when this person from PolitiFact wrote me, they asked me several questions. I said, none of those questions have anything to do with our article. We're not dealing specifically with Obamacare. We're dealing with the medical codes and where they come from, how they're being implemented. And so the guy wrote the article, and Lori had four or five conversations with this guy and tried to get a lot of it straightened out because they were trying to implement us as though we were the bad guys, and we weren't the guys who put that on there. We didn't take the picture of Uncle Sam and put a guillotine over his head and stuff like that. That's not what we did. That was another website that did that, okay? So the pants on fire claim here, all right, is for that site. It's really not for Freedom Outpost. And even if you read PolitiFact, he says that. He links to the article that changed the title, put the picture on there, and then he says the idea appears to trace back to our piece, okay? And he says the piece received a thorough takedown by another blogger, which it really didn't because I had to go in there and correct him on a lot of things that he was saying that weren't even in the article. And I remember getting all kinds of people, nurses and everything else, saying, these codes have been around. I said, did you read the article? That's like in the third paragraph. She said that. But here's the problem. People on our, even on our side, they don't read anymore. They don't comprehend anymore. What they do is they read headlines. They think they know what's in it. And then they pass it off as truth. And it's wrong. You say, well, you should make your headlines a little more this, that, and the other. Well, wait a minute. Some people actually write commentary on things. And they will write the exact opposite of their of what their headline is. Because they're doing it sarcastically. They're writing a title that's sarcastic. And they write according to that. Now, look, you say, well, we shouldn't do that. Well, wait a minute. Even in the Bible, there's hyperbole that's used. Come on. Everybody understands this. And see, I just used it there because apparently everybody doesn't understand it. Not every single person does understand it. So the point is this. Go read the PolitiFact article. You can pull it up by finding PolitiFact and Freedom Outpost, and you can read the article for yourself. And then read, it's linked to, you can read the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com for the media bias fact check. Read those two. See if you think we made any kind of claim like that. We didn't. But Mr. Van Zandt didn't do his homework. He just saw the title, slapped it in there, and said what he said. Just like he did about the questionable language about Black Americans. He didn't do his homework and read, okay? 30 said, he mentions conspiracies such as Hillary Clinton being linked to Seth Rich's murder and the Obama deep state. Well, look, I simply wrote an article in which I used the Russian embassy, okay, there in, I believe it's in London, their tweet. And their tweet is a picture of Seth Rich with this sort of red, filtered colored Hillary Clinton behind him that says, "Who killed Seth Rich?" Seth Rich. Now, anybody seeing that, especially coming from an embassy, okay, this isn't just, you know, Joe Yahoo out here on the street. This is coming from a Russian embassy. The immediate thing you're going to think of is what? Well, they're implying that Hillary Clinton has something to do with that, right? I mean, that just seems natural to me. So that's what I was dealing with. Now, here's the question. Seth Rich was murdered. Not a thing was stolen from him. He was alive. We have eyewitness accounts from his neighbor that he was alive when they took him to the hospital. We have at least one surgeon who has wished to remain anonymous, but he says we could find out who it is if we really wanted to find out. But he said he didn't have life-threatening wounds, and yet he's dead. Now, less than 2 weeks later, WikiLeaks dumped all those emails from the DNC. Remember all those last summer? John Podesta, all the satanic cooking, and all of the outing of actual conspiracy. There actually was conspiracy within the DNC to shut Bernie Sanders out of the race. Interesting enough, now we got a Bernie Sanders supporter shooting up congressmen. And engaging in and some of these people, engaging in some of the most vile behavior on American streets that there are. So that went on less than 2 weeks after Rich was killed. We know the path of dead bodies in the wake of the Clintons. We know that. It seems enough, you know, questionable things that have gone on that somebody who actually did real investigating might actually come to the conclusion that there are ties there. That might be the case. Okay? And we have Larry Nichols on several occasions, which I have audio of, confessing to assassinating people for the Clintons. Did she have anything to do with Seth Rich's murder? I don't know. She seems to be the one, you know, that would have the most to gain out of it, seeing that they found tens of thousands of DNC emails on his laptop. Maybe they were trying to shut him up because they found out what he was doing. He seems to be the WikiLeaks informant there for all those emails. He seems to be the one. Despite what his family's saying, despite what the Democrat operative who is the family spokesman is saying, he seems to be the guy. And I think Julian Assange sort of alluded to that last year as well. So that's two for two. You know, media bias fact check is not doing too well. Actually, that's three for three. As far as Obama's deep state, look, that's just entrenched bureaucracy. It's a spooky name for entrenched bureaucracy, and everybody knows that that's there in the intelligence community and in the political part of D.C., okay? It's just not even questionable. Even the mainstream media has to account for that. They don't. Some don't like using that term because it's being applied towards Obama. But look, it was under Bush. It was under, you know, Bush 1 and 2. It was under Clinton. This is there no matter who's in office. Okay. Now, other side of the break, we'll take this last thing that he's thrown out. And then I'm going to tell you about Mr. Van Zandt, and we're going to discuss this. You are your own best fact checker, okay? Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Sons of Liberty Radio. Jim Brown filling in for Bradley Dean today. We're going to have to go fast because I didn't realize just how much I had to cover here. The last thing that got put on the day after I contacted MediaBiasFactCheck.com was put up by a guy by the name of Michael Allen. And so he decides to go ahead and take some shots. And again, you can tell he hasn't been paying attention either. He wrote recently and hit pieces about the possible son of Bill Clinton, which is something that's been floating around since the 90s. The site Freedom Outpost caters to a right-leaning crowd with hit pieces and flashy titles, as if what Media Bias Fact Check was not a hit piece against Freedom Outpost. It's obvious they didn't do their homework. But the fact of the matter is, this is not a hit piece or flashy title. It has been going on since the 90s. Nobody will listen. It's just like the ladies who have accused Bill Clinton of raping them or committing adultery with them, and nobody will listen. They treat these ladies as though, you know, they're lying. They're not trustworthy. They're questionable sources. You get the point? But they're not flashy titles. They're not something made for a tabloid. It's a real piece. Twitter verified the young man is for who he was. What's flashy about that? What's a hit piece about that? That's what it is. Any other man would be challenged for DNA evidence to confirm the boy's claims. Haven't they asked the Clintons for that? But we've not seen anything. I certainly would want to clear my name if it was me, right? he went on to attack another article that we had on the Constitution. Specifically, it was just a short introduction to the Bill of Rights. And the author there said, so the purpose of the Bill of Rights, which is a part of the Constitution, was to limit the federal government, not the people. That's exactly right. Nothing in the Constitution limits the people of America. It limits those who represent us. Every single bit of it. First Amendment, what does it say? The people shall make no law. No, it says Congress shall make no law. Right? The rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Right? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects against unreasonable searches and seizure shall not be violated. And so on and so on. It is a restriction of the people. And yet Allen turns it around and says, gives some quote from Hamilton, from Federalist 84, and says, well, they thought there was no need for this. Well, sure, there were a lot of guys who thought that. But the thing he didn't put in there was what came before what he wrote. And in the context, Hamilton said, for why declare that, listen to his reasoning for why he didn't think there needed to be a Bill of Rights. For why declare that things shall not be done which there is no power to do. And why is there no power? He says, why, for instance, should it be said that the liberty of the press shall not be restrained when no power is given by which restrictions may be imposed? Why? Because the restrictions are on the government, not on the people. Allen just didn't want to tell you that. Okay? The issue is the restrictions, again, show that the people at Media Bias Fact Check either have a reading comprehension problem or they're just as biased as we are, just to the other side. I'll take the second part. Okay? I'll take the latter, if you will. Now, he then took a couple of shots, a couple of titles that we had. Unplugging Sauron. That's a reference to the Lord of the Rings. Even some in Washington are beginning to see the trouble with Mount Doom. Again, that was a commentary piece. And if you know anything about the Lord of the Rings and you know about the writer who's there and what he was relaying, it makes perfect sense. It's not a ridiculous title. It fits right in, but they called it ridiculous. Pelosi questions President Trump's fitness, then lapses into insanity. Obviously, that's hyperbole, but anybody who's been paying attention to that woman, Maxine Waters and a couple other Democrats here, especially in the past year or two, you've got to know there's something mentally not firing there. It's not forgetfulness that in the same interview, you refer to President Trump as President Bush. I don't know how many times she did it, 3 or 4 times. Okay? There's a problem upstairs. Like, the light's on, nobody's home. Okay? But this is what they do. They're the ones creating hit pieces, not me. Not Freedom Outpost, not Sons of Liberty. Okay? So who's D. Van Zandt? Real quickly, I want you to get this because Van Zandt said that I attacked him or whatever. No, I just think that people ought to know who's behind that site and what they're doing. He lives in Greensboro. He's originally from Lafayette, New Jersey. He's owner of Van Zandt's websites or webs, and he attended William Patterson University in New Jersey. He's attributed as the developer of his website app. He also lives in a home there with his second wife after he divorced his first wife. He claims to be transparent. He wants to be transparent about how they do things. Now, he lists out his methodology, and no doubt about that. But then how that's actually applied in each situation, I'm struggling to see that with my own sight. I'm really struggling to see that. He accepts funding from other organizations and ensure the funders have no influence over the conclusions we reach in our reports. Okay, give us a link to those funders. Show us how much money they're giving you. I don't see any kind of link to that at all, but he says he wants to be transparent. Remember the last guy told us he was going to be transparent? How transparent was he? Then Van Zandt has the audacity to say in the methodology that MBSC News recognizes that PolitiFact, Fact Check, and Snopes, who hires dominatrixes, former porn stars, and hookers to do their fact-checking, do a fantastic job fact-checking major claims. Yeah. Except for the one that they did with our site that apparently Mr. Van Zandt did not read Now, in an interview earlier this year, I find it interesting that Mr. Van Zandt told WND, I'm not a journalist, I'm just a person who's interested in how media bias impacts politics. You will find zero claims of expertise on the website. But the website is promoted as though it is an expert on that. Listen to the name, Media Bias Fact Check, the most comprehensive media bias resource. That sounds pretty professional, pretty expert, don't you think? But he doesn't tell you that on the website. He says that these sites that are biased toward conservative causes, they utilize strong loaded words, publish misleading reports, and omit reporting of information that may damage conservative causes. Sources in this category may be untrustworthy. Well, I can tell you this. I don't care whose side of the aisle it falls on. If I know it to be wrong, if I have the information, I'll write on it. I lost a lot of readers over that. Further, he goes on in that interview, which you can read at WND, as he said, the bottom line is we are not trying to be something we're not. We have disclaimers on every page of the website indicating that our method is not scientifically proven and that there is subjective judgments being used, as it is unavoidable with determining bias. And how do you get subjective judgments? Through your own bias. Through your own bias. When a person gives you the news and then says, it looks to me or it sounds to me, they're giving you their opinion. And it's not necessarily wrong. A lot of it is deductive reasoning. A lot of it is logic and the way you think, knowing certain bits of information and facts. Anybody knows this. The problem that we have today is people don't want to say he lied. They want to say he told an untruth. Or they don't want to say they're committing adultery. We want to say they're having an affair. We don't want to say Islam is not a religion of peace. Okay? We want to turn it around and say you're an Islamophobe if you don't welcome Sharia and Islam. We don't want to call it sodomy. We want to call it gay. Do you see what's going on there? These strongly loaded words that this guy talks about? Yeah, some things are hyperbole within titles. I'll grant that. But the fact of the matter is, if you go down this guy's list, and this is just one, okay, there are a number of these quote-unquote fact-checking services, these fake news services like Snopes and stuff that's popped up with Facebook. You know what is interesting? People like Snopes, there's a lot of stuff that they get right. There is. That they give a context for something. There are some things on there that's like that, but it's what they leave out that's so dangerous. Be aware, you are your best fact checker. Be a Berean. They were more noble for checking out the things they were told. In 23 hours, Bradley be with you. Till then, see ya.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.